You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore!
There we go. Nice. And Jess, can you keep this going? Thank you. Hi everyone, Kevin Kalo, Undergar here. So excited to be here. I feel like we're finding our way now with this show. We have Roxy Rookie Stryer finally back from her summer hiatus.
Blah, blah, blah. Thank you.
Welcome.
And Christina, what is it? Beat him? What did Jesse give for
Beat him down.
It's beat Christina, him down, Beatty.
Christina, beat him down, Beatty. Now,
watch
Christina,
out, buddy.
Christina, you're my find.
Yes, you are. Right? Yes, you are.
And you've been doing so many other shows for us, and I knew.
I try.
And we also know that you also are a party animal in your
what
own way.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you're not? Jesse.
Me?
Jesse!
Look at this face.
Oh,
look
she's at this face. The queen.
Yeah, whoa. Right. Thank you.
Whoa, the queen bee.
So, which is so perfect.
Roxy, yeah, I lost it.
I'm telling you. No.
We should party together.
No, wait a second. We can't
combine
get
forces.
No. You guys, it's Murderer's Row. It's just, I have all my all-stars now. Okay, and then. We imported Cammy Safford from the Saddle Ranch, VH1's The Saddle Ranch, and Bartend Saddle Ranch. I don't know how much more rock star.
And right? She made us our drinks for the night.
Yeah, made us our drinks. Nice
so we're
job.
We're going to be
effed
up.
Well done. So, fans of the Jersey Shore, you are well represented because, right, we have a great team here. Not me, maybe, so much, but these guys are. You know, I only aspire to be you. And Cammy, I don't know if you know this about Roxy. Roxy's claim to fame, and I know we bring it up almost every show, but after all these, a season and a half, I'm still very impressed. Stomach pumped at 14.
Whoa.
Not so impressive. Again, just like, right?
Got the inside on
so
it.
So wow. Impressive.
Yeah,
it might happen.
Now, it comes up every single show.
And you know what? Because it continues to awe me. It awes me. And also, we had her sister in last season, and is how old? 13, 14?
She was 14. She's 15 now.
14, but wasn't she high as a kite in the studio?
She may or may not.
Which I was so impressed.
Just again,
the Stryers are great.
I taught her well.
And she's in the AfterBuzz farm system. Okay, but I don't want to... Listen, I have to at least get... I want to get one fun party story out of you, Cammy. And then we promise we'll get into Jersey Shore. So, okay, so
I'm
going
to be right. You keep going. I need to grab a drink, so I'll be right.
Go.
Get you one,
boo. Plenty of time. You've got to narrow me down. A party story from fucking when?
Yeah. What is your earliest?
Since
what's your earliest
party
story?
We don't
want to
step
story.
On it. How long have you been partying?
Oh, since I was like 15.
Love that!
14,
love
15.
Love that!
Yeah, like I remember, okay, I'll tell you the first time I ever smoked weed. I was like 14 or 15, and I got a gallon of ice cream. I was walking around my neighborhood aimlessly eating ice cream, like drooling down my face. And my mom found me and was like, what the F?
And she was like, that's my daughter.
Mom,
you've
arrived.
No, it's not an ice cream truck when you find your daughter talking to herself at the bus stop with a thing of Breyers. Like, no, it's fun, Mom. It's a good time.
Okay, so what was your
mom? No, really, you might need to try this.
I told my mom it was a fucking good time when I was 15 eating ice cream.
Did your mom a party or two?
No.
No, okay. No, all right. So you rebelled.
My mom is not a partier at
all. So that's when it started. And where did you grow up?
Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh,
yeah, girl.
And when did you move to L.A.?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
In May.
And when did you get the job at the Saddle Ranch?
Two and a half, almost 3 years ago.
Okay, so for those who you don't know, Saddle Ranch is one of the premier bars in L.A., just jammed, and it's really been cranking for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Strong, right?
Yeah.
And who goes to the Saddle Ranch? these days?
Oh, man.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Right here.
You don't?
I do.
Okay, good.
I just actually, like, DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia is a good friend of mine. Comes in all the time.
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah. Tear the club up. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's where I'm from, girl. Tennessee.
Yeah, like, there's all kinds of crazy people that go in there. I mean, strippers, porn stars.
Oh, the greatest, the best people.
You know, the classiest of the class.
Can I say, listen. And by the way, the three girls we're with, one observation we had right before we went up was the fact that all of your voices are just completely blown out from so much alcohol over the years. And that being said, I need you to get closer to your mic because your voice is
It's so scratchy.
That girl, yeah. Sexy as hell. But
my
we want to be able to hear
dumb.
You. So, and then when did they start taping the reality show, the Saddle Ridge?
We started filming in December.
In December of
2010.
Year? Okay.
And then we filmed all through January, February, a little bit of March, and then it aired in April, and I think I might have filmed like one interview in April.
Okay.
So it was actually long.
And for fans of that show, we are going to, AfterBuzz is going to be doing a Saddle Ranch hiatus show where all the people who work at the Saddle Ranch from that show are going to be keeping us in on the goings-on of what's going on down at the Saddle Ranch on a weekly basis. I'm very excited.
And matter of fact, I've already talked to a few of like the first guests that are going to be on there. Rob,
nice.
My boss Candy wants to do it. Everybody's pretty much on board, so it's going to be pretty crazy because we've had more drama after we stopped filming that people haven't seen, so we've got to play a lot of catch-up.
So excited. You know, I say this on every show. You have the life I wish I could have had.
It's not too late.
No, yeah, it is.
Of a raging alcoholic.
It's never too late to ride the bull.
Wasn't even just seeing the show, but going in there, all the people working there, it was just the two fingers pointed.
Kevin, we're dragging you down with us. We are gonna. Somehow the three of us are gonna take you down with us and make you.
I want to go.
I can't wait.
I'm in. I'm totally in. All right, Jesse.
Is this happening right now?
When is it that you guys break my balls about do your like intros where you can hear us what on?
You guys can listen to these guys rant and rave about their alcoholic beverages of choice.
Alcoholics go to meetings, honey.
And this is the number one meeting to come to.
Right.
But you guys can listen to these meetings every day if you just go to iTunes in the iTunes store and type in AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore and just hit subscribe. It's free. Also, you can check out the app Stitcher, STITCHER. And you can download these guys and take them on the go. Listen to them in the car while you're not drinking and driving.
What's better than free?
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing.
Also, what? Check us out, ustream.tv/AfterBuzzTV if you guys are listening to the podcast.
If you want to see how pretty these girls are, you got to go to Ustream.
Ustream.com/AfterBuzz.
And you guys have gotten your podcast up, I got to say.
Oh, no, we're coming. Jesse, I've been too busy with this ridiculous movie Maria's got me doing, but once that's done... I'm back, baby. We may be done on Monday. Serial Buddies
you
may
love
finally
it.
Be done.
You love
no,
it.
No, I love this. I'm excited. Once we're back, we'll take number one
this
again.
Well,
who knocked us out? Glee Factory?
Glee Project.
Glee Project.
What is are you Glee on that? Factory?
No, I'm not actually.
No,
I'm actually
Glee
not.
Glee Project.
Honey.
Who are those jerks?
Exactly.
We're kicking them off.
Yeah, seriously.
Who cares?
No, we're one.
And Project Runway
to be,
is coming for you.
So, Jess, is it one of those things like at the network where we were always the flagship show so we kind of could do what we want here, but now that we're losing our status, are all our rights going to start like slowly being taken away by you and Phil and the rest of the gang?
Your rights were taken away completely. As a matter of fact, you guys weren't even supposed to be in this studio.
No, we got Studio
we
B.
We actually built a Studio
You're
B.
Grounded.
Specifically for you guys because last year, alcohol was thrown all over the place.
Maria walked in and saw Kevin like... maybe 8 beers deep.
No, she got a call.
What the hell is going on in my studio?
Got a call. No, no. She got a call from her agents at CAA and also her lawyer's office.
Oh.
Said, what the heck are they doing over in that studio? Blah, blah, blah. She flies over here with someone else. Just basically, she pulled the plug on the show, and things got crazy.
Well,
after
no, that. She didn't. She took the reins. Kevin and Phil had to go to the green room, which they trashed completely. So that's why we built Studio B because we literally got these. As you guys,
we need
can
our
see,
own playpen.
Fans,
this
as you guys
beautiful.
Can see, we got these new paddings.
Ooh, I love the
we
white.
We need to keep them
gorgeous.
White.
No, DJ Jesse and Tamara
love
Berg,
the white.
Just, you guys pimped it out. It's awesome.
We need to keep them white.
Well, I gotta say, as my first, it looks great in here. I'm glad to be here.
Sweetheart.
Jesse, so you're saying that you don't want me to spill like any dark drinks? So well, see, vodka Roxy, only in the
We're not
studio.
Nervous about
Nobody's
you.
Nobody's drinking red wine, honey.
As
we've seen you guys, yeah, Phil has been on the other ones. We can't have Kevin and Phil on the same Jersey Shore episode.
No, because we're the classic nerds that like it's just all repressed and then just like comes out all at once. You know what I mean? Like it's just bad. Like I'm the guy
it's
that
very
like
poly-D
I don't want too much excess because I will totally OD. You know, like I
totally
this is the like, most amazing night of my life. God dead. All right. So you guys, it opens up with lesbian abuse. Okay.
Let's be honest.
Poor Dina
tag
is
team.
Getting
not tag Rob.
She's getting it. I'm glad the carpets are clean.
Right. And then so Vinny and Polly are just really beating on her and she's taking it hard.
Lame.
Well, okay, what's lame? What's lame?
That's young boy shenanigans.
Yeah, own your bisexual
wait,
venture.
Okay, so who's being lame, though?
I feel like Pauly D not so secretly wants to bang up Dina, and that's why he's taking this to another level.
Really?
It's a shame on you, Pauly D.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Rookie totally disagrees.
What do you think?
I think that Dina loves Pauly and is...
Oh, yeah, all day.
But... Pauly does not want Dina and is trying to make a big deal of this so he doesn't have to hook up with her again. Like, oh, you're lesbian.
Yeah.
So, I agree. Goodbye.
Every guy wants to see two lesbianist women.
Especially if they're twins. Talk about that later.
Just saying.
Sitch was trying to work that out. Sitch had it already locked up. I agree with you, Rook. I think Pauly D definitely is trying to avoid the Dina situation.
He's throwing her off on something else.
Let's be honest about Dina. She's kind of gross. I'm going to say it.
But she does her damage.
He can have anyone he wants.
Yeah.
He's even said that in interviews.
He's not him in that blowout.
He says it's almost not fun picking up girls anymore in interviews because I can get anyone I want.
Yeah. And he's on tour with Britney Spears. He can bang anyone he wants.
Unattractive.
You got to give us more about Dina, though, because through the entire episode, you kept saying, I hate Dina. Ew, Dina. So what's going on?
I have never loved her more.
Here's the thing. There's times when I like Dina, and there's times when I just find her I want to cut my wrists. I'm over here cutting, watching this episode. I'm like, God, Dina, really? Like, you're so desperate for attention. I just find her to be annoying. I think she's obsessed with Pauly D. I think their kiss last week. I'm still hung up on it. It grosses me out so bad. Like
we talked about it. Really,
what was going on?
You know, well, we've all
seemed to enjoy that particular flavor, but I
we've also established that no one on the Jersey Shore knows how to kiss. As far as I've seen,
I haven't seen one person I want to kiss at all.
It's so creepy.
Wait, okay, so you guys,
we love them. We love these kids.
You guys are guys, so I have to ask.
Don't want
to
kiss them.
I have to ask the guys in the room. Is that much tongue appreciated?
No.
Or teeth, for that matter.
That to me is trying too hard.
I think you could ask either sex that. I don't think anyone appreciates that much tongue.
Like, really? Is that a turn on?
Unless you're
going to
kiss Gene Simmons and you're expecting that kind of tongue. No one wants that.
No.
But at least you'll be losing 10 pounds while you're doing it.
No one ever wants that.
You're burning calories.
Exactly.
That's why
that thing is long and strong.
But so all this being said, we're hating on the poor little Dina. But do you think, I just thought the boys took it too far.
Yes.
I thought Vinny and him
catty
took it too
young
far.
Man behavior.
Yeah, it was like, God, guys, come on, really?
That's why
you're here, Cammy, not so sweetheart.
I thought it was actually hilarious what the boys said, and if I would have been there, I would have chimed right on in with it.
It was just wrong timing.
She was well deserved.
If you really care about somebody.
Wait. So why was it well deserved?
She pulled a robbery.
Because she pulled a robbery.
A double.
Jesse, this is gangsta. Jesse, did you hear what Cammy said? Because pulled a robbery, like totally got it because she knows how to live in this world because she lives in it.
She pulled a robbery.
I want to get there. How do I get there?
We're going to Saddle Ranch tomorrow night. Cammy, are you working tomorrow night?
Oh, what's tomorrow night?
What day is it? Next?
Right. See, she doesn't even know what day it is.
Tomorrow is Friday night. Yes, I will be working. Are we driving?
Ladies and gentlemen, Jersey Shore field trip.
I'm coming in to see your ass. I'm coming in.
I'm telling you.
Free drinks. Jesse. I get a free drink. I'm like, okay.
This show is so stacked right now. It's ridiculous. So you would be heckling her as well.
Oh, abso-fucking-lily.
So I, because here, I was like, okay, guys, this is where I thought they would be in dicks. When J-Wow came in, I thought it was time to go, roll the eyes and go,
like, here we go
on,
again.
We're just killing it. We're kidding around. Come on. We're just messing with you. And they didn't. No. Like, they sat there with their arms folded. And it was like, wow. I'm like, really, guys? Like,
because these boys don't care.
You're being...
They're young boys.
Yeah, but they do care. They show that they care in other ways.
But they don't care that much. Otherwise.
Dude, I kind of feel like it was an attention whore move by Dina.
Oh,
she wanted to get camera time. An apology.
And the boys made a joke about it. She deserved it.
And
then
you think they got annoyed because she was being an attention whore?
I think she did it for a
drama queen.
Like, oh, somebody else got my attention. Yeah. Okay.
No, I think she did it for camera time.
Really?
I do.
What, the lesbianic kiss?
I think she did it again. Okay. She's desperate.
All right, Cammy, but the post after, what I'm talking about is when the bed got thrown out. When the bed got thrown out.
Oh, that kind of took it too far.
That was real. That was her just being drama or real?
I don't know. I kind of felt sorry for her then. Then maybe it went a little too far. Because at the end, they are friends, and I know it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Why didn't they just let off at that point?
Friends-ish.
Yeah, ish. It's TV. You know,
I kind of have a different opinion than everybody
on this.
Sure,
you
think.
Do.
Let's go.
So,
Brooke.
As somebody that I think that I am considered by a lot of guys to be that girl that Dina can be considered as the wingman or the person, I'm always looking out for my guy friends. I want to get everybody ass every night. I'm going out with them.
Love that.
I want everybody to be happy.
Jesse, why don't you have applause on like your buttons? Anything? I find this
I'm
amazing.
Drinking,
and
I would applaud
you as well. All right.
So I get that, but if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
That's right.
And it's like she's sitting there and
don't
she throws
fuck
it at
with
him.
The bull.
And as so much as it's kind of ridiculous, it is ridiculous that she actually went into Vinny's bed, pulled the girl out. But at the same time, Vinny pulled the girl from Sitch.
No. Oh, yeah.
From Dina, who pulled it from Sitch. Sitch was standing with one of the twins. And Dina comes over and goes, I told you I thought you were the cuter one. Come over here.
So you're saying...
Then Vinny takes her, and then Dina takes her back, and then Vinny takes her back. Yeah. So really, I think
Dina and Vinny should have done a three-way with the girl, and then everyone's a team player.
And then kicked her
that's
out.
That's what he was saying. It's that tag team. It's tag
curb.
Robbery.
Yeah, yes. That's what you call a
wingman. Robbing
it
a team.
You call a wingman when you both look up with the same girl.
We got to work together.
So it's a robbery when you take her out, when you extract her from the
so
bed.
You,
exactly.
So you're saying that... So Dina was really at fault in this? And then,
yeah. And I'm saying that.
I think the girl's
selfish.
At fault. She's a whore.
That's all.
I'm saying,
but don't you think they really...
She wasn't a team player.
But don't
twin number
it.
Two is a whore. Yeah. Twin number one is a whore.
She's a virgin?
Let's not get in the twins. Wait. Go back. Go backwards on this. Don't you feel like the boys really twisted it to the point she was apologizing?
Yeah, and made her apologize.
And, right, don't you think that was twisted?
I think Dina was sitting there thinking... Oh my God, I don't want to be the Sammy. I don't want to be the girl who all the guys hate.
No, I think she's thinking, I don't want to see me get gone down on by a girl on national TV.
Well, that was one thing,
I don't know
but,
what
no,
she was
right.
saying about that. I
she
think
didn't
she
want to be
was
out.
Thinking, I
no, she
don't know
fell
how
in
deal
line.
Be on the outskirts. I'm sorry.
She fell
You're
in
right,
line.
I'm a different person
she
now.
Totally.
But actually, I think that Pauly D is a different person now.
Absolutely.
If you watch season
Absolutely.
One and you watch this season, Pauly D has let this... fame get to his head so much. He was a nice
his
guy.
Blowout head.
He was a nice guy that I would look at and I was like, yeah, he's weird and whatever, but
he used
I
to
totally
be my favorite, but
okay.
I would totally.
All right, but what
now,
about
a shaved
but,
head?
But
honey.
For the record, I'd totally still do him.
And
nice.
Vinny too. Vinny's
nice,
changed too.
Vinny's totally changed.
Vinny was a little quiet boy. Now
quiet,
he's like,
little Italian
look,
boy
I get
now.
All the ass
now
in the world.
Like,
I don't
now,
care.
Now D's understudy.
And now he's there with his arms folded, kind of just being mean to Dina. Like,
they all kind of have it.
Trying to make his way to the top all tier. Right,
but we've had some, I'm going to switch topics. We've had some other changes in people. I mean, I continue to love Jenny.
Love J-Wo. Yeah,
like just
we love
just,
her.
J-Wo.
So we have because we have our
reasonable.
We have our awkward like
J-Wo voice of reason.
Well, we go to our awkward like Sunday dinner and everyone's being awkward. Situation's making some jokes. So like I don't want
to
necessarily like not go over that, but it didn't seem like there was a lot there. But going back to J-Wo, she is the one that goes in like, guys, come on, she's crying. Can we just talk and like really working hard
Good
to
friend.
Make this work, right?
Good friend.
Agreed?
Yeah.
On J-Wow?
Yeah. J-Wow's the house reason.
So, and this
the
is
house
so,
mama.
That's what I literally
House
wrote,
mama, yeah. right. Yeah. And but again, this is someone who I could easily see getting more crazy and more obsessed with her fame and more. And I've actually seen her grow into a better person.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
I think so too. And I even wrote down while we were watching the show, Snooki, J-Wow. Kill Dina and Sammy
all day.
Who wants Dina
all
and
day.
Sammy? But
I just hope they don't
saying,
have any boyfriends while
Dina,
all this
no,
killing
I think Dina fun henchman. Sammy, definitely Sammy Sourpuss. But yes. Sammy Sourpuss gives me a lot of entertainment
material.
Okay.
Yes. Material.
But you know what we skipped over? This Sammy, is what I'm curious about.
No, go back.
Like, we love the hater, hate to lover.
Exactly. You were talking about the Sunday dinner. Is MTV or the network pushing them to have this Sunday dinner every week to get them all back together? Why do they... Oh, it's going to be awkward. Oh, I don't want to be there. Why are they going for the Sunday dinner every week?
I will answer your question. You answer. From a reality show, yes, they are.
No, reality shows have to be real.
I'll say this.
No, no, no.
It is real, but
we don't want anyone to know.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. It is real because they've always had a Sunday dinner, and in their and in the Italian culture, there's a Sunday dinner.
Yeah. That's okay. To speak from the burrito side of me. Like,
there's always going to be a Sunday dinner.
And we do that too. I know.
You love the Sunday dinner. And
that's where you hash out.
Even like t-shirt time, they love their little traditions.
Yeah.
I know that they love them, but I'm just wondering. These girls are sitting there going, we're dreading Sunday dinner.
But Rocks, they have nothing else to do.
They're dreading Sunday dinner, yet they show up in freaking hats like they're going to the Kentucky.
Right.
So, and remember, Rocks, like we've talked about in earlier shows, but like the situation has said, and others have said in their interviews outside of the show, they have nothing to do. They have no TV.
Yeah,
they have
right.
no cell phone.
Sunday dinner is like an episode.
And then, you know, and talking to other producers of this show who really feel as though Stockholm Syndrome sets in with these people when they sit there. And when you see, and I don't want to cut, we'll talk about the ending. When you see how the situation starts reacting, to me it looks like that it just starts to eat away. It just starts to get at these
people.
Or
the other theory,
and both,
her theory.
Both,
yes,
both. We'll
honey.
Get to that. Both.
The
both.
Blank.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
All day.
Both those things. But we'll get to it. So we see the girls in their hats and the boys, like, make fun of them, whatever. You know what was interesting? What it was nice to see for a brief moment? Sammy consoling Dina. I wrote the note down.
I don't trust that.
I know, but I'm happy to see Sammy doing something other than having a sourpuss at the club.
And straightening her hair.
Or fighting with Ronnie.
No flyaways.
All she ever does is... Fight with Ronnie, straighten her hair, or be at the club with a sourpuss.
That's what we like.
We like
her.
Okay, Jesse.
What part of that do you like Sammy for?
No. One at a time. Jess, please.
Whoa.
Jess, go.
Come on.
I just want you to zoom in on my nose.
This is what I mean, who are you changing?
Can you see these notes?
Are you changing?
No, Jess, I've been off the show too long.
Let's get back. We like sourpuss.
You're right. We like it. Because it does. You're right. It does. No. It gases the fire. You're right. Thank you for putting me back on track.
We need Sammy's theme song. Let's go. Keep continuing.
Is this it?
All right. Yeah,
was that it? Do
you want to read these notes?
Go in my eyes.
And if you can't see...
Hate Sammy and Ron in all caps.
Tambi and Bill.
Like, wow. What would it be without this?
No, we need her.
The Guido romance.
Can we please, let's knock off a few things before, because we got a big finish with Ronnie, Sammy, and Sitch. So we go to the pizza shop.
Yep.
Thoughts on the pizza shop? What do you think?
I got it.
Go.
I think pizza shop way better than t-shirt shop.
Ooh.
But
absolutely.
The entire time, there we go. The entire time I've thought, the job, unnecessary. But this season, I think it's funny. Who doesn't want to see meatballs in a bag? Who doesn't want to see them sneaking away drinking wine? And I don't think these Italians are going to put up with
that's
it.
That's a thing.
And no, they will fire your ass.
They're going to. And then what's going to happen?
You don't think they'll hang in?
I don't think they're actually going to fire them. I don't think they're allowed to, technically.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to rain down on them. And I don't want to see that exactly because I want them to do their own thing. But it's going to be funny as hell for a couple episodes.
It is.
After that, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm over it. Don't show me anymore.
After they're fired and kicked out the house. No.
And it's great that at $100,000 an episode, they're not going to fire them.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want, and we're going to love it.
That's why they do it.
We've come to the conclusion that we like the gelato shop, the t-shirt shop, and now the pizza shop because of the hangovers the day after, the uncomfortable silences when they have to work together.
If you work in a restaurant, you're expected to work hungover.
Okay, and this is from
better.
This is from TGI Fridays right here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We deny that?
Employee of the month.
No, you're amazing. Well, she is employee of the month many times.
Not only that, but Christina, weren't you? You guys do Jersey Thursdays, right?
We sure
Jersey
do, honey.
Fridays? What day is Jersey
Bring
day
your house
Fridays?
Asses to Fridays on Thursday.
You hear this? They have a whole night dedicated
Smush
to the Jersey Shore.
Tea.
No,
tonight.
Something
what
about
happens?
Your voice sounds
what?
So hot when
whoa,
you say
whoa,
that.
Whoa, go back.
Chris, go back. What do we do on Fridays on a Thursday night?
No, it's right after the Jersey Shore.
It's That's right.
And what do we do?
We booze up at Jersey Shore Thursdays, TGI at, style.
Just at your Fridays?
I declined.
Franchise. Oh, we don't want to get the Fridays in trouble. Oh,
that's right.
Great. Oh, it's a.
Yeah. Is that where we're going?
We're going.
I'll go right now.
We're going.
Let's get our fist pumps hanging.
I wasn't asking. I was telling you guys. Yeah, we're going.
Totally going.
Yeah, I was saying.
Totally going.
Totally
I'm taking
a cab.
I'm going.
Cab.
All right, so listen. So, guys, let's get back. Let's get on track. Ronnie on the phone with Hannah.
Ooh,
Hannah,
wee.
Hannah is his girl from home or his F buddy from home, whatever the case is. And he's on the phone with her. And once again,
he is playing her out.
And once again,
which one?
Who's he playing? Who's he playing?
First of all, he's playing them both. But more Hannah so right now. Oh, but you know they're only 2 seconds away from breaking up Ron and Sammy. Like
I don't understand how we haven't gotten a visual on this Hannah chick. Like, again?
They say she's hot.
Okay, you're hot, right? Do
we'll
you think
see.
Hot? Oh, what do we got?
I hate Ron and Sammy.
Me too.
No. We're not going to have a show about them, you guys.
You throw it in my face. I'll read it out loud. So just keep writing down your thoughts.
Carrie, there's no show.
We're here for support.
Them.
We're here for
now,
support.
Look at we're actually looking up on the screen. We see them on their date.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're so happy.
I
bought her a purse
like
just to see her smile. Really, honey? Because you bought her that purse deny your guilt.
Okay. And a dress and a belt, and she wore them all that night.
And somebody
has a guilty conscience up in here.
He went down a street and he said, "Oh, I like that belt. I like that purse. I like that dress." And
she's like, "Okay, I'll wear it."
She gets it, she wears it. Oh,
she's so
at one
happy.
Time.
Like, really, are you going to take...
What is this music? I'm going.
And then they break up and fight in the same
fashion
night.
Advice from a dude on roids?
They get a fight the same night with her wearing all that stuff.
Yeah, right, so they go out. So he buys her all this stuff. By the way, Jenny takes him out and says, "Listen, you're talking to this Hannah chick, and it's not right.
Good
and
of her.
I don't want to get involved, but you know what? I want to avoid the drama in this house. Who's she to be in my business? Blah, blah, blah." He goes out with her that night. She wears all the accessories and the clothes he buys her. They go to dinner, and I can't even believe this. Like, they couldn't even get along for more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
They have a nice dinner. It seems like it's romantic. You're going to get it on later.
That's what happens with drugs.
Are we going to get it on later?
That's what
happens. And then it's hours later, they're at the club, and we're right back to fighting.
Yeah, but you know what?
We're right back to season 1, 2, 3, 4, however many.
All in just a couple of hours.
God,
now,
kill myself.
The end of their role has come to a close, and now they're vicious at each other.
Okay, so now we had some shady theories here. And listen, hey,
not
Jess,
shady up front.
Jess, I need you to play Rich's disclaimer right away.
Right
away.
No.
Poor fun.
We do not reflect the views of.
Oh, yeah, because there's a lot of shit being thrown around in the screening room tonight.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Oh, and by the way, we think that for AfterBuzz TV, we need to make shirts that say that.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I'll sport that.
Okay, so.
Low cut V-neck shirts.
You guys, girls.
Okay.
Okay, we were talking about this, just kind of seeing the reactions and of these people and their behavior.
I'd like to point out when Pauly D walked in and looks at Ronnie on the phone with Hannah and says, "This is what happens when you do steroids."
Yeah.
Did anyone catch that?
Okay.
Because I did.
He's like, I buy Zenadrin.
I want to capitalize on that and say, I'm almost wondering if this is what happens when you do ecstasy or cocaine. Based on the fact that
I'm going
all the way.
Please,
there.
Honey, bring it.
I feel like these guys are on steroids. I feel like there's times where you see them shooting and it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Coming from a former party girl who used to be on drugs at 7 a.m, you know,
you'll get no judgment out of us.
I call it when
I see it.
They are on drugs.
Okay, so when are we seeing them at 7 in the morning? When are we seeing them at 7 in the morning?
First of all, Paul, last week, Mike's out there with a pigeon flying over him.
Uh-huh.
That's happened.
They're going
to
work.
It was actually a real pigeon this time, but that's happened. There's times you see them, they're sweating, their eyes are...
Exactly, they're all sunken in and green.
You can almost see in their eyes,
we're saying
it's like rave. This is like Jersey Shore meets Raveheart.
I'm so glad you're saying this because I said the same exact thing last
week.
Honey, heard that.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying.
I have quotations over my head for people.
Okay.
Allegedly, they look like they're on drugs.
Right. I said this last week and I got crucified for it.
Yeah.
For the thought.
Why?
Mari Fagel. Crucified.
Oh, Mari.
But I mean,
nerd.
She's not a nerd. She's, we love Mari.
She's a little baby.
No, no, no. So, so
I'm working on trying to get her.
Okay,
to come right
so
now.
Wait, wait.
Oh,
so
she
what,
better. I want to hear her.
So
opinion.
what is the mixture? If now, the thing we're alleging, no one's saying this is true.
Of drugs, what would it be?
Speculate to guess. Are we saying what are we saying that would be okay. the cocktail?
I'm saying as a current college student who's
awesome,
who's been graduating since you were 14.
And may or may not see this all the time. There's no way that a person could take ecstasy morning, noon, and night.
That's an interesting assessment.
There's no way. You couldn't drive, couldn't go all these things. You could take ecstasy.
Well, they're not
driving.
They're not
driving. You could take a lot of ecstasy. Yeah, they
are. You
could
take
ecstasy
3 days in a row. Look at Joe when she wrecked.
And trust me, not to incriminate myself, I know what you mean.
We've all got life experiences.
But what I'm saying
is, life experiences.
I hands down believe that this is cocaine.
Interesting.
So you agree, though? It's something.
Yeah, definitely.
Something's
and I
a model.
Do believe there's ecstasy at the clubs. Ecstasy
is.
At the night at the clubs. So they're not waking up
well,
and
we don't
taking
know, again,
pills.
We don't know this for a fact. It could be cough syrup. That's what I think it is. But if you're saying, you're just guessing, it could be.
I'm guessing.
You're just
they're
guessing,
waking up.
Maybe.
They're going into the bathroom.
We don't know
they're
this
blowing
stuff.
Three lines. They're going out with their day. They're coming home after lunch. They're blowing. They
so
don't,
that's what it is.
They don't
so that,
eat enough.
Your opinion
I just
is
think
that.
They might be more angry if it was blow.
I don't think they let themselves come down. I think that's a whole trick.
I think you might be right about that.
Right.
They just stay up
okay.
on cloud nine.
It could quite possibly
Roxy, so you, are you waiting in so you're good? You've given me everything on this.
Yeah, I got more to say on a lot of stuff. Though.
No, on the drugs. On the alleged, your opinion, your speculation.
We can go left or right right now. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying because I want to go around the table
with
all my other fellow partiers.
In my true opinion, in my honest opinion, I've seen people on drugs. I have dated people on drugs. I have
been on drugs, which is awesome.
And they're on coke, they're on ecstasy, they're on painkillers.
They're on drugs.
So can I?
Yep. Go.
Christina, will you chime in on what your thoughts are on the specifics?
I think they're rolling all day, all night, and then sleeping, and then waking up to do it again.
Rolling.
It's all ecstasy.
Yeah.
So you're speculating, you're guessing.
I speculate.
Your
I
opinion
guess.
Is what? With no facts to base it on, your opinion is what?
Ecstasy all day. Like, that's what it is.
Yes. That's your thing, not cocaine, ecstasy, and.
No, nothing's my thing, honey.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do
Thank
not
you, Jesse.
Reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
I'm just saying I've done the research.
As
that's
I see my
I'm
estate
saying.
Being taken away, like a sign being put up for sale.
You know what?
All right, wait. So you're saying you think it's ecstasy?
Absolutely.
The whole way
through since season one, honey.
The only one.
Go back.
Herein are those of the host only. Do
not love you. Love you so much. Yeah.
Okay.
Go back even to season one.
I agree.
All right, Cammy, please weigh in.
I'm gonna say.
The views expressed herein are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Okay, I'm gonna say from season one, I've always said these kids are on effing drugs.
The views expressed herein are.
Okay.
I mean, it happens. They're
on
vacation.
So what specifically? Which ones?
Well, seeing as I've done both of the two drugs in question back in the day,
right?
I'm currently not on any of them. That's why I'm not sweating my balls off. My
that's right.
Are blowing out of my face like Ronnie's are in every episode.
Somebody's got it together.
Right.
I think it's ecstasy or cocaine. It's hard to draw the line, but I think
might
they're definitely
mix.
On drugs.
And both?
That's what I was saying, man.
So we're saying it's
Possible.
A mix.
Possible.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, and I also think that they're on some sort of painkiller, pharmaceuticals, legal drugs, because we got to keep in mind, they're in Italy.
Look at his eyes right now.
And we saw them get there on a plane. And I think you can find drugs, and you can get drugs, you can ship drugs.
Yeah, but plenty of them have family there.
That's true, but
also other people are going to come up and give you
I'd say
too,
Ronnie
right?
especially looks the most fucked up.
I know, because he's the one that doesn't handle his shit.
He doesn't make sense at all.
He's the one always flipping things, like
exactly.
fucking raging. He's on steroids, he's on drugs. He looks the one that
Zinedrine.
He's the only one that I think.
Can you turn their mics down? As the guy who owns five pieces of property, I don't think they're doing any drugs. I just think they're maybe having like two beers and going to sleep at night. That's all. That's all I think.
Just two beers and going to sleep.
That's it.
Two
vodkas and go to sleep.
So sweet.
KWOW over there.
Such a
do you
sweet young
honestly,
man.
Honestly, on my life, believe that none of these kids are doing drugs?
Look at him grinding his teeth like right... Like, do you not see it?
Say it.
Look,
say it.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him go.
All I'm saying is I just don't know.
Okay.
It's
don't
okay.
know.
None of us know. None of us know. We're all just speculating.
I'll
just
say. Rocks, I've never done drugs. I haven't drank enough.
But
I
if you ever,
and
exactly, and if
world.
You ever acted like that, you've never done drugs.
No,
if
so
you've
I,
ever
I
acted
don't
like
know.
These. Exactly.
But drinking alcohol Jess, is the worst.
Jess, you and I haven't partied enough, so you don't know if I.
Sammy, okay. Sammy is
actually tripping right now.
Jess is a DJ, so Jesse, what you weigh in? Come on.
Jesse, shrooms or acid? That's all I want to know,
baby.
No,
Jesse's
I don't
a DJ.
Judge.
He's down on the scene. Jesse,
well,
what?
Right. Here's go my ahead. My thing is, I'm just a drinker now.
Me too, honey.
I used to puff the magic dragon.
Okay, but Jess, what are these guys doing?
All right, I'm actually going to go with Roxy. I do now, but I do have to disagree with you. It is possible to roll morning, noon, and night. I know a few people who I've worked with in the past.
You think for 4 years you could do that for 4 years?
I mean, for
in the beginning of your career,
since he was 15 years old till he was about 27. I don't know him.
I'm too young to know. I guess, yeah.
But absolutely, yes. Morning, noon, night. He was 100%. Allegedly, I'm going to say, coke during the day, pills at night.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I do think, you know, wake up in the morning, you got the hangover, pop a painkiller.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, that helps a hangover?
It's like cocktail.
Where have I been?
Yeah.
You want to borrow some of my bikes? Because I'll slip them to you.
No, come on. How do I get involved, you guys? Come on now. We got to break me in. Nice. Give me the roofie. Cammy just gave me a roofie.
Okay, wait.
Okay,
I wanted to say something about Jenny.
All right, say your last thing. Say your last thing, and then we'll go to commercial.
This is what I think about Jenny. We said this about... We just said something very broad. But I think JWoww is really doing a really good job staying away from that scene and not caring about the show.
100%.
And caring about everybody's lives.
Good girl. I know. She's amazing.
Honestly, this season especially... I think Snook is trying to do the same thing, but has a little drama going on. I don't think
she cheating on her man, boo.
I don't think JWoww's on drugs. I don't think JWoww's doing anything. I don't think JWoww cares that it's a television show. I think JWoww cares that these are her best friends, and she doesn't want
to
see drama.
About her boyfriend
she wants
at
to have
home.
A good time.
And
she's
thinking about her boyfriend
she's
at home.
She's thinking about her boyfriend at home.
JWoww has a boyfriend this season. What
she
is she?
She's still with Roger, isn't she?
Yeah,
the same
Roger.
Guy?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
She loves Roger.
She just wants to be a real human being who's getting paid a crap load to be on TV.
Yeah.
Right.
That's JWoww.
Yeah, and on sidebar, I agree with you 100%, and I want to say this about every single person on this show, and just based on this episode, Dina, a little I want to go home. Bitch, you're getting paid $100,000 an episode. Suck it the fuck up.
Exactly.
Or go home and call me and I'll come replace
well,
your
Well, we
ass.
Also remember what happened to Angeline.
I hate to fucking hear them say, I want to go home, I want to go home. You're making $100,000 and you're making $1 million for 6 weeks of shooting or 10 weeks or whatever
for
it was.
6 weeks of drinking, dude. For 6 weeks of
Italy.
Drinking. Not...
In Italy.
You're in
well,
Italy.
We know what happened to Angeline
Suck
with that attitude.
Right.
She should never.
Both game
never. Get
over.
Her out of here now.
All right, Jess, let's go to commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the big battle that we've waited months for.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy... Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig! The wig
Don't
will come
let
out.
That
when the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Oh, that new violin at the end.
Love it.
That's new.
Some dubstep for
you. Sure.
Oh.
That's DJ Jesse. By the way, have you guys ever thought about getting molds of your boyfriend's penises?
Actually, my home dude is a glass blower, and they do it glass style.
Okay. So, what, so he you would stick a glass thing up your cooter? Because that would be really painful.
As long as it's done by a perfectly...
Okay, but what about getting your
boyfriend certified?
No, I've seen the Pyrex ones.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Uh-uh.
Never tried
one.
But what about having your guy get a mold of his...
I'm all about it.
I don't... They said
I mean, if it's notorious, all about it.
It depends on what guy.
If it's worth it, yes.
If he was worth it.
If the guy... Right.
There's a few I'd like to take with me.
Okay, oh, no, absolutely. Don't we all?
If it's your boyfriend, you do it or not?
If it was nice enough.
So if it's your boyfriend,
if
it's
you
not
find
nice
the
enough,
perfect penis, you mold better mold
it.
That.
Mold that shit.
Mold that. Right.
But then what are you going to say to your next wife when you're like, this is Johnny, this is Jason?
No, you don't
break
you
that
don't
out.
Say, you don't say anything.
You don't say shit.
You say this is hidden in the box.
This is from
and
Hustler.
And you're just as good. No, you suck. I'm taking this
I don't know.
The bathroom
I find
they're
really good
I'm like,
penis.
Oh, do you want to help? Like, we could make this a through.
You would help Jack
well,
get
I think
my
I would think, listen, but I would think these guys would want to do it because they're thinking, oh, it's if she's going to use this little toy and think of me rather than be with somebody else. So that's why Snooki, that's why Roger
well,
is.
I mean, I've heard that's great.
Can you feel the actual difference? Like, if you had a penis, would you be like, oh, wow, this feels exactly like Bob's penis?
Yes.
If it's inside you?
Think so?
Yeah. I mean, there's one have, right one for everyone.
Yeah, because if you have Bob and then you have, like,
Jake.
Yeah, Jake.
No, I know. Bob and Jake may be very different, but I'm
and
saying.
They usually they are.
Saying, if Bob and Jason have similar size penises,
well, then
can
don't
you
waste your money
on
just call Bob and Jason.
Okay. Just call Bob and Jason.
Close your eyes and pretend.
Go ahead, segue.
Sorry, Jeff.
Who has the bigger penis, Ronnie or the situation?
What
we've never seen.
Oh, I'm saying based off of what happened tonight.
Sitch.
I'm going to say
I'm gonna say Vinny.
Somebody's wrong. Thank you.
Oh, Vinny is hung like a moose.
There we go.
But I do know somebody who I do know somebody who slept with Pauly D, and apparently he's got a.
Okay, all right,
well,
great.
I hope to sleep with Pauly D one day, so I'll be back to tell you how it was.
Minus the blowout.
You guys, listen.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Well, that wraps cock talk, and now let's go from cock talk. Let's go to what I've been waiting for months since we heard about it in the news. We scratched the surface of the fight between the situation and...
The gorilla fight.
Yeah, between the situation
and Ronnie.
Ronnie. And we
small
see... Okay,
on
let's
small.
Back up. So it started with the... He has his, as usual, his usual fight with Sammy.
Right.
But she...
Typical.
Brings in the sitch.
Here it goes.
But we're watching it on the screen for...
And shoves her!
He is so coming down right now. So coming down right now.
By the way, he is so much bigger than season one.
He is fronted
so,
up.
He's Deco Winstrol, Commuterol, everything's
set. But the situation, once again, he shoots his mouth off like he always does, little old lady, little old yenta that he is. But he does it with everybody. He always shoots his mouth off and gets people in trouble. So
always.
He shoots his mouth off.
So he really has no room to defend himself in this situation.
He sucks.
And half of him is to provide good drama, I think, and the other half is just who he is, right?
Ronnie is about to
goodbye.
Beat
I'm done with you, the situation. Goodbye.
No.
You suck.
Back up.
You're
Why
a crappy
do you think
friend.
That?
He's a crappy friend.
So you
he
don't
plays
think...
not both sides.
He does play
six
both sides.
Sides.
He plays all the sides. Yeah. But is any of it for entertainment value?
And he's a
value?
Scumbag.
He's going, I'm over 30. I got to make this a career. I got to make this TV show go
and
as long
gotta
as I can. I'm going to make drama. I don't
low.
Care. Yeah, he does not care. He's going to make as much drama as
drugs.
He possibly can.
So he's
it
doing
happens.
It on purpose.
It happens in Italy.
He's doing it on purpose, 100%. He's a smart guy. He knows that he's going to make... The situation, he's
about
the
to be
biggest
the
guy
situation
in the show.
Right there where he spits all over
if
himself.
You
I
ask
know, right?
People, it was like, if you ask people, what guy from the Jersey Shore do you know? Every single person will say the situation.
Right, he is a star.
People will also say Pauly D, but number one, the situation. And he does very good job at doing that.
So he
but
knows
other
what
than
he's
that,
doing.
He knows what he's doing. He's got people yapping
he knows
in his ear
he's getting
saying,
thrown down right
he's got
now.
People yapping in his ear saying, this is what you do. This is what you do.
He's a fame whore.
Make sure you do this. Make sure you do this. I don't care if that's what's going on. I loved Situation first season. I liked him second season. Third season, I was and fourth season, I'm like, get
but look
the
at
F out
but
of
yeah,
here.
No, really? Because what entertainment will we have, Rox? You really want
to
throw him out?
I don't
I
actually
just like
mean,
to know
I
what kind of real person he is or
I know.
Isn't.
I don't actually mean...
I don't think he knows anymore.
I don't mean get off the show.
Knuckles.
I don't mean get off the show. I mean, I don't like you. I'm not saying he doesn't make great television. I am saying out of every single person on the show, the person that I like the least, the person I like to associate myself with the least is the situation.
I get that. I think he's got a good heart. He's just a douche.
No way. Not anymore. Everything's gone to his head.
Jesse and I have our theories.
What is it?
Jesse, do you still have that theory?
I'm sorry. I was just snorting some cocaine.
All right, now that you're back.
And how do you feel, Jesse? How do you feel?
Do you think that situation might want, not that he does, but do you think he'd like to maybe switch it?
You think he likes dudes? Is that what you're saying?
Well, as a matter of fact, actually, we had a whole conversation.
We had a whole conversation
about this last week, and Mari has joined our side.
Where is Mari?
What side are we talking
Mari.
About?
Mari.
What are you talking about?
We believe that the situation is really gay.
No. We don't believe that.
I think you might be right.
We allege that. Our opinion. We base it on no facts.
This is not AfterBuzz TV doesn't think this.
Are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
But no, hear me out with this.
I'm going to figure this out.
I'm ready, honey.
Hear me out.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
I'd be willing to go undercover.
We believe, Mari and I will say.
Okay, go ahead.
Believe that the situation doesn't know he is fully. He has the feelings, and this happens with
famous
a lot of gay
new,
men.
Famous
you just
new.
Have feelings.
Myself included.
You know, but you're on TV. You know, you can't act on those feelings. And if you hold those feelings in for a long enough time, you become angry. You become enraged.
Attracted to Snooki.
Yeah.
Well, all that. But not only that, but you that's actually Snooki perfect. Boy, yeah. You said that. We saw him say this to Snooki. The way him and Snooki act in the house are like best friends. He's always there curled up with Snooki. He's always there going to her to confide
in her. He's looking like a creeper, though.
He's a creeper, but that's because he's like, 36, 37 years old?
Actually, though, he's closer to 40 than he is to 30.
I definitely believe
nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
As long as you know who you are. Clearly, he hasn't figured it out yet.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with that except for if you have the situation and then there's something wrong with that.
And then there's a situation.
Then you have a situation.
But yes, I definitely think
that he just doesn't know it. But maybe. Yeah. You know, I see it. I see
we'll be watching.
I told you, Jesse, weird, like the way he holds the cigarette. Very feminine.
And the way he causes drama, he like goes
he
around.
He crosses his legs.
He is like a little bitch.
And sometimes when you overcompensate with the situation,
I was trying to say it nicer.
Going to that point. The way that he overcompensates with women. Last week, he tried to play this twin situation.
But isn't
right?
that the Jersey
twinning.
Way?
He was twinning.
But look how. But Pauly and Vinny do it so differently.
Yeah, because they were successful.
But
at
situation
doing it.
Acts it out fully. He has no problems leaving a woman, womanizing a woman, and for the most part, guys who do
you don't
that,
see them call the girl a cab 10 minutes after they blow him like the situation does.
Right,
that's kind of gross.
And so
he wants
your point,
in,
Jesse,
out,
go
make it like, make
so
it
do
look like he's doing what
cab?
He's got to do. Get them out. The part with Snooki, I don't think he really messed around with Snooki. And look how mad Snooki got at it.
Oh, you don't?
I do.
Well,
yeah.
Wait.
Oh, because she's guilty.
Wait.
How many? I can't speak for you guys. I can't speak for you guys, but I know a lot of straight girls who have messed around with their gay friends.
It happens,
it
honey.
Happens.
It's fun. It's
making
fun.
Out, making out, and blowing
should
are
do
two
it.
Different
I
things.
Absolutely,
Jesse. If you're ever down, I'm here.
You guys are party girls, so I go to you for the party stuff. Jesse, you give me the Gaylord touch.
All right, so
tell
the
me.
Gaylords. I know a lot of females who, knowing, would say, "Hey, I could turn you out." Now, I don't think that's what happened with Snooki. I think they were just drunk. They were like, "Oh, I love you," and I don't believe that they had sex. I do not believe they had sex. I believe maybe Snooki... I can't even imagine Snooki going down on the situation. Because really, would you ever go down on your brother? Like, that's just... I believe they
or
made
somebody
out.
That small.
I believe they made out while she was going out
Wait,
with
did
Gia,
he claim that,
Gianni.
That she went down on him?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's why Jenny...
I thought he said
was trying
they
to...
effed.
No,
that...
he said...
Go ahead. Yeah. Please,
I
just...
believe that JWoww made the comment... They told us everything because I think that JWoww was trying to see, like, did you not tell me everything that was supposed to be told?
Right. So, Jesse, before these guys all step on you, what do you think really happened between Snooki and Sitch?
I believe that it was a drunk night. I believe that you're in this house for how long and you have a boyfriend you want to stay in control with and, you know, you want to stay together. Who are you going to blow?
Who are you going to make out with? Who are you going to...
So what did she do? She made out with Sitch?
So I believe that she confided in the situation saying, he's not going to tell anyone.
Okay,
I mean?
The situation's not going to tell anybody. He has the biggest
Snooki's drunken mind?
Yes, I believe
absolutely.
Jess. So Jess, so they like made out or whatever. And was it during a season or was it off season?
No, I think it... Well, actually, I'm sure it happened both.
Wait.
During season, they would have covered it. So probably off-season.
It was off-season.
Okay, well, can I do something
okay,
really
go
quick?
Ahead, take the floor.
I just want to know for a second. There are five of us here right now. I need a yes or no answer. Do you or do you not think that Snooki cheated on Gianni?
Yes.
All day. Absolutely. Wait, hold on. Starting here.
I believe she did. I don't believe she slept with him.
Okay.
I think it was a sloppy make-out session.
Okay, a make-out.
I think
still
she
cheating.
Did, and I think Johnny's a
Spooning.
Pussy.
Do you think?
Yeah,
I think she did. And I think her boyfriend's
think
a chump
they slept together?
Because he took VH1 or no, not VH1, MTV money and said, "Oh no, I forgive you. I love you.
Yeah,
let's move on. I can't wait
for
my
trip
to LA."
Do you think they had sex? Do you think they just hooked up? Or what
I think
that.
She blew him. Who cares what
okay,
they did?
That,
I think her boyfriend's
she cheated.
A douche.
Okay, going on. What do you think?
Cheated all day, whether it's blowing or effing. Like,
okay,
yeah.
She cheated. Jess.
I'm going to say makeout session. Worst is that they blew. She gave him a
little. Okay, yeah. I'm going to completely agree. She is guilty as hell. I know that when somebody is guilty, that's the way they act. Never once did the situation confront her and say, he said, you know what you did. She didn't say.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. She said, screw you, situation.
Yeah, how could you sell me out?
How could you sell me out? Yeah. How could you do that?
Well, we don't
I love you,
editing. Snooki,
but honey... You are guilty.
Yeah.
You're guilty as hell. Yeah. I'm not saying you slept with him. You definitely were lonely. You definitely were feeling something. You definitely had a crush on him. And you definitely made out
something
him.
In
Rookie,
the depths.
And let me bring this up. When do you call your boyfriend and say, so this guy's saying that I did this, this, and this.
Trying to
can
cover
you
it up.
Can you just
under.
Tell me that everything's okay and that
you
love
me?
Me?
And he says it.
And he
and
says
he
it.
Says
what a bitch.
He goes, oh,
right then I was like,
course,
she
honey,
just won.
You. She literally just backed into
won.
A corner, and he goes, I love
okay,
you, baby.
Baby.
I can't wait to
but,
see you.
Who
the
actually,
hell is
go ahead,
he?
Jesse.
I
want to
say.
Pussy.
Well,
Jesse,
pussy.
Chime in.
Pussy.
I'm actually going to kind of team in on this, because I made this comment last week, and they hated on me for the whole drug thing. Allegedly, let's say that they're on ecstasy.
Okay.
Stuff.
Partying in the club, right?
Yep.
You're Snooki. You say, I'm freaking Snooki. I am
oh,
Jersey Shore.
Right
I'm the
there.
Freaking queen of pop culture.
Wow. That's how you get
that's
on ecstasy?
That's how she's feeling, I'm saying.
Who's getting me ecstasy?
So imagine situation. And I could see them saying, I could imagine the situation coaxing Snooki just being like, yo, we would be the ultimate. Can you imagine if the situation and Snooki were together?
They're plotting behind you.
Okay,
she's good
yeah,
now.
I like
why
Jess. Did... Jess, you're so aww. On the money. Why are you in there?
I know. Why are you,
you need
in there?
To be come out, get
no,
out of the
we need a camera in here because this is where I'm like Paulie. I need to be behind
no,
my...
you are. Yeah.
No, but
we
I think
we need
to
be we occupied. We have DJ Jess.
We
will. We will. But, you know, I think you're 100% on the money with this, Jesse. I think you're 100% on the money. I also think that you're going to see the boyfriend. He's no rollover. In earlier episodes, he said, why didn't you call me today? It was a whole day and you didn't call me. And we
so
saw,
controlling.
And we saw previews of the whole season where he throws down with her.
He's going to, but listen, I'm going to tell you this. Being on a
well,
show,
in the day, that's his
my
payday.
Boyfriend was the same way, number one. Number two.
But your boyfriend into the payday.
And my boyfriend's
while
a douchebag, too, and that's
is
why we're not
into
together.
The, is
and
he
while,
into the payday?
While
this
you're
kid's
on the
into
show,
these, kid, these
they
boyfriends.
Take paydays.
They're into the payday. They don't want to lose
I don't
the
like
golden
that.
Ticket.
Trust me, I'm a familiar with this.
Right?
That's what happened to me. They're going to fucking kiss your ass while you're on TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens.
I don't like
number
that.
Number one. Number two, I do think that it wouldn't surprise me in the least bit that they're planning shit off camera. I don't want to say so much that Snooki's doing, but I think that Mike, the reason he exploited her, it's a storyline. That's what people do.
What are you saying
on
that? Mike,
shows.
That.
Mike, how
they
could
will
you?
Sell,
how
they will take your friendship
saying.
And
that's
sell you the fuck
Roxy
out.
Mike
earlier.
Does not give a
yeah,
crap
no,
about anybody on the show.
But I think she did it.
Whore.
I think she did it, but I think he sold her out for
he
a storyline because he's a fucking joke.
100%.
Point,
no, and he said, no, and he has said that in interviews.
Yeah.
Listen, part of my job is to find the stories. You have no TV,
yep.
You have no phones. He's like, you're sitting around all day long. He's like, you've got to
you
find.
You want to create conflict.
Okay,
he probably
gotta...
set her
so
up.
So, guys, let's
ago
get
when they
to.
Did do it.
Can we please get to the ultimate conflict?
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
Oh, really, Jesse? Let's get to the ultimate conflict, which is the situation versus Ronnie. So out comes Ronnie. Wait. He hears
this. Okay, is this a who do you like better situation, or Ronnie? Who do you want to win, or who do you think's going to win? What's going on?
I just want thoughts. Should I just go around the table?
Yeah.
You want me to? All right, Cammy, your thoughts on the
Bam, Ronnie, give it to him. Fuck Sitch. Like, Ronnie, this has been coming between them. Ronnie sold, the other way around. Situation sold Ronnie out so many times with him and Sam's relationship. Gotten in the middle of it, whatever. I'm surprised Ronnie didn't beat the shit out of him last season. So bring it. And we all know what's going to happen. Sitch is going to get buried.
Hey.
Okay.
Rocks, go, babe.
Yeah. I think that it's not that I would prefer Ronnie or the Sitch to win. I think they both suck. Absolutely suck. They're both horrible friends. They both sold each other's out numerous times. But obviously we know that Ronnie's going to win. As a girl, and maybe this is just because I am a girl, I would never beat somebody to the point that an ambulance had to come. Like, you make a point, you, and then done. Like, you don't beat somebody until they have to go to the hospital.
It's the roids, hon.
Yeah, yep. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we don't know that because we haven't seen the...
Allegedly.
Right. We haven't seen next week.
All I know is in previews. I'm sorry, I don't want to ruin predictions, but we see an ambulance pull up. We see.
But you don't think situation could have faked ahead?
No, no, no. We see Sitch.
You don't think
go
situation
down.
Could have been dramatic?
We see Sitch go down. We see Sitch in the stretcher, and we see Sitch being pulled out by an ambulance.
But you don't think he could have taken a fall, taken a dive?
No. I think something happened.
He really goes ass
and
beat.
I don't really know the entire situation, but if Ronnie kicked the crap out of him, it's like, Ronnie, punch him, and you're due, so that's done. What kind of point are you trying to make? Oh, I can whip your ass until you're dead? Shut up, Ronnie. I don't really care if you can kick situation's ass. All I want to see is you punch him, him be done, you guys get up. I don't want to see him go to the hospital, and I certainly don't want to see anybody incapacitated to finish a season. Like,
they're going
to
kick them out of Italy.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see that at all. We like seeing the, oh, Sammy punch Ronnie, Ronnie punch this, whatever. I don't want to see anybody seriously hurt.
All right.
These are my friends.
Christine, you're right. They're my friends, too. I love them.
They're my friends.
Christina, they are. They're all our friends. That's why we love these kids.
I think, really, honestly, Ronnie and Situation is a losing battle because I feel like they're the same people. Ronnie comes in here stomping about how, Sam, you need to repeat that statement that I had just said to you, whatever. really, in actuality, Situation has no room to fucking talk when it comes about laying out everybody's bullshit.
Yep, yep.
Because he's the same fucking person. So I hope they both battle to the death.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. All right. Can I weigh
in
now?
What a nice girl.
Please. Yes.
All right. Now, I said this last season and was mocked for it, which I shouldn't have been mocked because I'm always right. When I put my foot down, I know. I am telling you, Ronnie has had it out for Situation from day one.
Absolutely.
When Situation 100%. And Ronnie Sniped had their slight moment, number one. But by the way, guys, that was just a spark. That was nothing. The behind-the-scenes shit. This is what you guys may underestimate in the business. Situation, you said, number one on the show, right? He's the biggest brand. He's the one that's most known. It drives a dead fish like Ronnie effing crazy.
Yep.
So jealous that.
And Ronnie doesn't get it. He doesn't know why.
Why? Why not me? Why him? Not me?
Yeah.
He's full of crap.
Dead on.
So it builds and it builds and it builds. And finally, and again, we talked about maybe there is roids on both sides because you see this like Brahma bull come out of that room bigger than I've ever seen him in how many seasons. He's just like, that's it. And when you see Mike react, by the way he reacts to me, it's somebody who's coming off something. He's
100%.
He's reacting. Like, the way Situation's reacting.
It's like, you woke me up. Are you fucking serious?
But I think
off
it's more than
buzz.
That. Right. It's coming down off a buzz.
K-Wow,
like, when you're
baby.
Coming off something, you're like, and he's just losing it. The spit's coming out, whatever. And maybe.
Whoever gets offended.
The spit. The whole
why?
Drill roll.
And maybe he doesn't expect. He doesn't expect Ronnie to go there. That's all he can think of. Or he's just not in a clear head. But either way, that's what led to it. Now, next week, we'll break it down. Like, let's see if it wasn't like a light punch to the face and the kid doesn't take a fall to be more dramatic. We don't know that yet. We'll look at it next week. And we'll weigh in if it really was an ass dumping, or if it was, this is my moment to be taken in an ambulance, to put on my neck brace, to get more, because it did. It got worldwide press.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is.
But let's find out next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, does that take us into predictions, Jess?
Jess is middle of the line.
Do you think that Ronnie would really be Situation's bitch, though?
No, I didn't say they were in on it.
Or excuse me, vice versa.
Okay, so let me clarify before we get into predictions. I'm not saying they're in on anything. These feelings are genuine.
Genuine, absolutely.
I think Situation thinks that he has big balls.
But did Sitch really get beat badly, or did he take a dive, as we say in boxing, to get more attention?
People are going to have to tune in next week to see.
But like, wait, they want to hear our predictions.
I'll predict.
Go, Cammy.
Sitch got his ass beat.
Beat, legit, beat the fuck up.
Sitch got worked.
Okay, beat down. And once again, I'm predicting. And by the way, we see JWoww, you see her role in all this. She says, Sammy, get out. All you're going to do is add more gas on this fire. Like, I'm trying to, like, settle everybody down. Yeah. Right? Here's where, at the end of the day, you know, I'll weigh in later. Go, Rox.
On both fronts, number one, my prediction is he actually got his ass kicked.
All day.
Ronnie is, when I say huge, I mean Jersey Shore, huge. He's got muscles. He's got everything. He's got
anger.
The roids, the anger, a girl to fight for. Ronnie kicked the crap out of the Sitch. I honestly believe that. Now, when it comes to JWoww helping Ronnie, I have never understood why girls don't get the F away.
Exactly.
If your boyfriend will calm down by talking to somebody else, let him talk to somebody else.
Exactly.
But Sammy won't give up.
No.
She won't give in.
Because
she's selfish, and she wants to be the one who saves Ronnie.
Her and Situation just keep bringing up this bullshit.
Yeah. Whoa, you're coming next.
Sorry, honey. I had a comment.
I know what you mean. I know. We get so excited. She wants to be the girl who helps him, who saves him, who is the one who changes him. You're not the girl for him. I really don't believe you are. You got to let him be, especially if he's sitting there saying, I'm going to chill out because JWoww's here and I'm going to listen to her. And it seemed to be helping. But Sammy can't deal with him talking to any other girl at all. She just can't deal with it. And that's going to be the end of the relationship. I don't mean they're never going to hook up again. I mean, when it ends, that will be why. Sammy's off her rocker. Ronnie's off his rocker.
But they're not healthy enough to really separate.
No, not at all. And JWoww's the only one who's looking at this as in, we are a group, we are a family, we are a team, we gotta make this work. We're here for a couple more months, so shut the F up, guys, and let's deal with it.
That bitch is only saying that because she's
Christina,
got a man.
Good. I don't know. So what are you? Christina, go.
Yep.
Chime in, baby.
I just feel like Sitch is going to beat down the Ronnie. Are you joking right now? My favorite song, I Love You. Sitch is going to beat down the Ronnie, or Ronnie's going to beat down the Sitch, and we see him go to the hospital.
Yep.
I do contemplate, is that real, or how real is it?
Okay.
Sammy and Ronnie are definitely not healthy enough for each other. We're looking at an ongoing battle. We see that shit every single effing season. Every single season.
Okay.
And I can't wait for it to combust again.
I think we've got your classic Italian dysfunctional family, which is like, we all want to kill each other 1 minute. Then after we're done killing each other, we're cleaning each other up and crying about it. And I think you're going to see these guys next week when this...
Making sauce.
They're going to be like, this is when you understand how much you really love somebody. This is where all this like craziness comes out, which is going to be great. Which is, by the way, which is why I love them.
He's good.
No, but which is why I love them. And I want to be there because I want to like... Because I'm the type... Kim, just so you know, even if you ever work with me, yell and scream and get all crazy, and then like 5 minutes later, bawling my eyes out. I'm so sorry.
We're making sauce.
We're making the sauce together. Like, that's me.
I love that. Yeah.
All right, Jess, you want to chime in before you take us out?
Poor fat.
I just think Ronnie's going to beat his ass. I do definitely think at the end of all this, they're all going to love each other, happy family, because we have two more seasons of this.
Oh, we better. You know, three, no, they four, got five, on. Seven.
They,
what?
Then, no, they got signed on for, I believe it's either two or three more seasons.
Don't play games with my emotions.
I think it's two.
So
I think it's two, but I saw that
Jesse,
too.
Jesse, can you really?
Yeah,
I can't.
No, absolutely.
That.
We've announced two, it.
Wait. So we have because we have this.
I want to say I really think it's three, but I'm no gonna
because
go
in
with
October
two,
I thought it was two after
back
this one.
Up, you guys, we have October. We have New Jersey.
Yeah.
Where they go to New Jersey, which is really part of this season. They split it. And then you're saying another
two
one?
More, no, no. Two, definitely two more seasons coming.
I'll be there. Guaranteed. Front row seats.
Oh, my God.
No, you won't be there. You'll
so
be here.
So we all that's know right, that the world is not ending. Right. Jersey Shore is here to stay.
That's right.
On that note, guys, Project Runway is coming up next.
Nice.
Till next time, let's all
thanks, everybody.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.